Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. I mention things about Calvinism only because some people use it as a blanket to say I don't have to do anything. So I don't blame them, but I just want to unpack that for them so they realize Calvinism is not what people say it is. And what was happening was you had Calvinists, you had Arminians who believed you could lose your salvation. God's going to separate everything. But the reality was is they didn't get bogged down in high things. Why not high things? Now, I can respect a person who's got a little wrinkle in their theology if they're witnessing. If they've got a hold of Jesus, and Jesus has got a hold of them. Because not everybody's going to understand everything perfectly, right? That's just going to happen. And the Church of Brotherly Love was a church that really did understand. It was about souls. And that's what we need to remember. It is about souls. Jesus did not come to turn this world into a nice place. This world will one day have to be miraculously changed into a nice place. And it's going to be done so where righteousness will reign only because He will be here, the glorified saints will be here, and the people who are procreating during that millennial kingdom are going to have the blessing of the everlasting joy upon their brow. But also, they will have a world where the missteps are going to be fixed right away. That's why a child will play on the hole of an asp at 100 years of age. They'll be able to be a child for a long time. We don't get to be children in our generation, do we? You can see the difference. And the Bible teaches us that He's going to do something very miraculous. But it's going to take a rod of iron He's going to rule with. Okay, that means things are going to be dealt with right away. But when it talks about brotherly love, I would say to you that there is a real need to visit the two bears of Christianity. And that's forbear and bear with. Ephesians 4:2 says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another. Why? Because we're all sinners, aren't we? We're all sinners. You got to bear with me. I got to bear with you. And so we forbear. The Bible says in Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. You know what people do? They quit going to church altogether. They got bit. They got discouraged. They quit. You know, they say, I hear a guy, he's talking a lot about a lot of different things here of recent days. And he would talk and he would have some good things to say. But the next thing you know, he'd be off on, wow, the church is terrible. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to me. Oh, okay. I think we ought to be listening to God, don't you? Now, a preacher has to speak, but, you know, you got to listen to me as far as my words are square with God. But hopefully I'm giving you enough good stuff, you're going to sit back and say, man, that was good. It was got something for my soul. But you know what happens is we just chuck it all in because it's not suiting me. Now, that's a problem. People quit church altogether, right? Jesus said, I will build my church. Are we listening under if we can leave the church out of hand? The other is the bear with. That was forbearing. Here's one. The Bible says we have to bear one another's burdens. It says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. And then the other verse is, of course, you've heard this, 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love bears all things. So bearing and bear with. See, the Christian faith is all about becoming the poster child for Jesus. He's saying, there's where the kingdom of God resides. And when people abandon it, what they're doing is they're basically saying to the world, it's not working. It is working. It's just not working everywhere because there are seven churches in the book of Revelation that are in real time seven churches. There are in every time seven churches and they're across time. In other words, it's going to unfold to where the last days is going to be just one big mess of apostasy. And beloved, we're there. That doesn't mean there's not a church here right now that's not Philadelphian. That there's not a church here right now that's not Smyrnian overseas, those people being crushed. But it does mean that you can find a church that will preach and teach the Word of God. The Ephesus church, the true church, the church that's championing truth, but needs to remember perhaps their first love getting back to Philadelphia, which was brotherly love. My point is, how did you get rid of all of this mess in your heart? You believed, you received, and you fashioned. Part of fashioning is looking to the heavens and saying, Lord, what do you want? And then you begin to unfold that in your life. It says, unto an unpretended love of the brethren, see that, and here's the admonition. Here's the charge. Since you've been purified, since you've been holified, he says, you need to love, this is an imperative, love one another with a pure heart fervently. And this pure heart thing is katharizo. That's the word there. And it's a heart that's pure. And that means that your accounts are current. You're just worried about you. You can't control other people. That's why you have to bear with people, because everybody's on a journey. Some are on it further down the road than others. You treat different people different ways, because some people are brand new in the faith. Some people are older in the faith. There's the professional older brother who thinks you need to behave right now perfectly. Okay, he said, man, if you're doing that, you're not saved. I had a guy tell me that when I was first saved. I was saved, just hadn't gotten so sanctified yet. He said, you ain't saved. I had to talk to the preacher about that. He didn't give me any help, so I had to find another preacher. And he helped me out. And my point is this, is you're going to have a professional older brother, and you're going to have some seasoned older brothers who can tell you about Jesus and grace and mercy and newness and freshness and how he loves you and how there's no condemnation and how he'll never cast you out and how he will not impute to you iniquity no matter what. What? Really? It's in there. Do you know where it is? Do you know where it is? You need to know where it is. Romans 4, for those of you who are looking for it in your mind, and also in Psalm 32. You need to know. I'm telling you guys, listen. It's important that you know it, because then you can do it. Because if you think it's worthless, it's all for nothing after a point, because you just all you had was one thing in your hand, you're going to falter. Because the moment you can't exercise with that one thing you got, that one promise, it's going to turn dark. It's going to get a little bit harder. The Bible says you need to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Why? Because it's the body of Christ. He's the head. We're the hands, the feet, the eye, the toe, the foot, the knee, whatever. We're members one of another, the Bible says. Therefore, you need to really do all you can. And the word for fervently literally means to stretch yourself out. Loving others in an intent way. Now, that is difficult for a generation of people who are pretty affluent. We're used to people doing for us. For instance, we don't raise our own food anymore. Somebody does that for us. We take it for granted, but that's a big deal. And now they're showing us we can't trust them. Get some chickens. Get something you can eat, okay? Get food. Put it in your cupboard, because they're messing with your food now. Not just hybrids and GMOs, I mean messing with stuff. They're blowing up 20-plus food warehouses in the past 2 months. Guys, this is crazy. The fertilizer plant got blown up. Why? Because you can't grow anything without fertilizer. Then what are they spraying on the one? There's right now 3,000 farmers who are getting together and getting a way to start getting their meat back in their own hands, because only 6 companies in the entire world own all the meat. And they tell people to go out there and kill their own cows because they don't want them right now. They don't need them. This is the stuff that we don't know because the news doesn't care, because they don't want you to know. They trust the powers, quote unquote, that be. But there's 3,000 farmers, because of what they're doing right now, who are saying, we're going to start our own thing. By fall, we ought to be up and running. And they're going to try to keep our beef at least edible. If you ask Bill Gates, he'll tell you that you'll be able to eat some synthetic meat. And you'll be happy. The Bible says we need to be mindful to fervently. And that word fervently means to stretch yourself out and earnestly reach out for one another. Why? Because the bottom line is that the world is hostile. You need a place to call home. You need a family. You need brothers and sisters, because it gets disorienting when you're alone. Paul said he had the sentence of death in himself. He didn't want to get around God's people because he said, I'll make you sad. I want you to make me glad. Why would I get around you? And so you begin to fold in. No, you can't do that. You got to just keep going. Be a blessing. And listen, not be a blessing in the sense of, I'm going to church to get blessed. There's a difference in how a person goes to church. Some people go to get blessed and some people go to be a blessing. He didn't ask you to go to a church that's reaching out for you. He said, go to the church and reach out. Do everything you can to serve. Go in there to be. Look what it says in verse 23. Being. What? That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a lover. of your brethren? Do you love your brethren? Do you love them? Do you know some people need different kinds of love? Right? The Bible says support the weak. That's love. Some people just are struggling all the time. It says warn the unruly. Some people are, you know, they're in there trying to be unruly, not walking in step. The Bible says support the weak, warn the unruly, comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak means those people who have no strength. And then it says comfort the feeble-minded. That's a person who's little-souled. They just don't have much. Maybe they're brand new in the faith, or they just have been beaten up when they were little. They don't know why they're the way they are. Listen, the world's hard on different people. That's why we can't treat everybody the same. But you need to love. And you need to go and stretch yourself out to love. And I got to say, I appreciate so much when I hear people are doing that in such a way. Like supporting people when they have a death or somebody who's shut in. And there's cards that get sent to them. What a blessing that some of our folks just do things behind the scenes that nobody even knows. But you should know. And in your afternoons, on Sunday afternoons, why don't you take a moment and say, what can we do for ministry today? Have you thought of that? Who can you visit this afternoon? Who can you go visit for Jesus? And the Bible says no. He says, being born again. He says you are born again, not of corruptible seeds. He says, now you're being. Now that you're something. Okay, now that you're alive. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. And now that word seed, keep your eye on it, because the title of our message is Abiding Forever. It says not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. So the Word of God is the seed. Remember we talked about the parable of the seeds and the soils and all that? What is it? It's the parable of the seed. The seed went and fell here, it fell there, and some was thorny, some was stony, but it was received in thorny and stony. And those people struggle all the way from here to heaven. Thank God they're struggling. Good sign. You know, if people aren't struggling, probably never got a dose of it. And by the way, in a world that is as messed up as ours is, many people get saved and they're in churches that are hard to be in. They don't know enough to go find a church that is a little bit more biblically sound, but it's like worldly. That's what the Bible says. They got the cares of the world and it choked the word. Okay, so the word wasn't the thing. It was the worldliness that was the thing. And maybe it was a church that was a church of stony ground where they picked on you because you didn't toe the line like they wanted you to toe the line. They had a list of rules or whatever. You're not in church today. Stony ground. Kind of rough. Just got to bear with one another and that may not be a word he knows yet, so, you know. But then there's the good ground, and so you find the best ground you can find, and you dig in there, and you be a blessing in there, and you do everything you can to facilitate that thing. The Bible says that this incorruptible seed, that means this seed that God gave you, this word of the living God that is no longer hidden, this gospel, it does not corrupt. Isn't that good to know? It doesn't corrupt. And you're now in a place where you personally get to enjoy something that is founded on truth, will last, endure, will abide throughout history as it has to this very day. And the Bible says, but by the word of God which liveth. Now, that's important because the word of God is alive, you can trust it. And that means you can love even though people aren't lovable sometimes because you can trust that God's going to do something with them. What did Paul say in the first chapter of Philippians? He said, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you, I'm confident who he who began a good work in you, he's going to be faithful to complete that thing. So if they're not really toeing the line the way you want or treating the way you want or being the way you want, no, just forbear, bear with, give it to God is in there, God is in them. Let that word accomplish that which God is trying to accomplish. Do you have that much faith? Do you have enough faith to think the Word of God can have free course in somebody's life? I mean, with your mate, your wife, your husband, do you know that God is in there? He is in there, man. If the Word of God is in there, He is changing them. And you can't control that.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.